Hunks of styrofoam, floats, some barrels, and a basketball are some of the things that are turning up on Alaska shores from the Japan tsunami of 2011. More will be coming, borne by Trans-Pacific Ocean currents. Today, the statewide public radio call-in show Talk of Alaska got an update on tsunami debris. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is tracking the debris as best it can, relying on reports from mariners, pilots, and satellite imagery, though NOAA's Alaska Area Debris Coordinator Peter Murphy says a lot of material is now too small to be picked up by satellite.
Right after the event, so I mean the days right afterwards, you could actually see the debris in big bands, kind of islands of debris off the coast of Japan. But those quickly dissipated, so within a few weeks it was too spread out sea debris with that resolution of satellite. So now we're looking with higher resolution satellites across the Pacific, but even then it's hard to find the debris because it just presents a small target.
NOAA enters everything it finds on its website, which by this time includes 1,300 reports of sightings. The website is updated at least once a week and available to the public.
So we receive the reports in by email and then enter it into a tracking database, and then from that, we do put them on a map. We put yellow push pins for objects that could be from the tsunami, and then red ones for ones we're able to confirm, so actually go back and be able to say, definitely this came from the tsunami. And we put those up on a map that we update on our website.
Meanwhile, the state of Alaska and others are keeping an eye on shorelines to see what washes up. The Department of Environmental Conservation paid for an aerial survey of the entire Alaska coast this year, the results of which are now being compiled. The Marine Conservation Alliance has been looking for tsunami debris on beaches as well. Founded by the fishing industry, the alliance has been doing beach cleanups for almost 10 years, picking up about 2 million tons of old nets, floats, and ropes, bottles, buckets, and whatever else accumulates, usually from fishing vessels. The organization found itself well-equipped to respond to the incoming debris from the Fukushima tsunami. Dave Gaudette runs the Marine Conservation Alliance Foundation's debris program.
Working since 2003 and cleanup projects throughout Alaska, and we had some experienced contractors in Craig, Sitka, Yakutat, and Kodiak, and we had them go down to the beaches that they knew well to see if there was anything unusual. These people have been on the beaches a lot, and so they know when there's something different.
What's been found so far is material that floats and catches the wind, material that can be blown across the Pacific much faster than 6 mile per day ocean currents. The MCA contractor in Craig found a basketball and sent it back to the Japanese middle school it came from. Sitka found about 1.5 tons of debris. Kodiak didn't find much of anything. Yakutat found quite a lot. More than 100 floats and buoys, almost 100 large styrofoam blocks, and almost 155-gallon drums. Nobody found anything radioactive, says Gaudette, though they did take precautions.
When we did the monitoring study in the springtime, we equipped all of our people with Geiger counters, and we did not get one indication that there was any radiation in any of the debris that we saw wash up.
While radiation may not be much of a concern, invasive species could be. Gaudette and Murphy are quick to note that invasive marine species are not likely to be found on debris that's washed up on shorelines because it dries out and is subject to a lot of abrasion. But large pieces of marine equipment that somehow get across the ocean could be an entirely different matter. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.